Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shot clock is off. They'll run it out.
I'm sure the Island, I assume, if I were to go, January, February.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
The NBA Finals concluded last night. Hugh, we got a champion. The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Congratulations.
Win it in seven over the Pacers. There was a brief moment last night. I thought T.J. McConnell was going to win the NBA Finals MVP when Indiana made that a close game without Halliburton, who unfortunately got hurt last night. But there's a lot to unpack. We'll get back to your phone calls here on the Phils in just a couple minutes. Hugh, there's a lot to unpack with what this series and what the reality of the Thunder winning means. Because I think from a Sixers perspective, you could look at this one of two ways. And I'm curious which way you come down on this. All right. So there's the one side of it, which is the East is wide open next year, right? Halliburton got hurt and tore his Achilles last night. He's probably not going to play next season or might not play till the end of next season. So that's that. Jason Tatum tore his Achilles two rounds ago. Same situation for him next year for the Boston Celtics. Dame Lillard tore his Achilles, which is just a strange, crazy coincidence. All three of those guys tore their Achilles in the postseason. So you have three of the top players in the conference on three of the top teams in the conference, one of their best players, if not their best player, out for pretty much all next season. I mean, there could be a school of thought inside the Sixers, offices right down the road that, hey, we should try to run it back and go for it and add players in the draft and in free agency that help us win next year. That's school of thought number one. School thought number two is, look at what the Thunder just did. With the youngest team in the league, that's how you build a champion, and we got to think big picture on this. Hugh, what side of the coin did you think about when you saw what happened last night? Hey, the East is wide open next year, or hey, it's the Thunder won the title by building a young, deep team?
That was a thought, because it don't feel like too long ago that a lot of people felt the way to build a team was to build a super team.
Yep.
Try to get as many good players as you possibly can.
Specifically veterans.
Well, yeah, veteran guys, and build that way. It takes a little bit of time, but when you look at OKC, you look at Boston, I'd even throw the Knicks in there for the most part. Like, teams are not going to the big three, if you will, anymore. They're taking their time, and they're getting the right pieces, and they're building it the right way. OKC was one of the better teams all year long.
Well, they were the best team all year long.
Yeah. And so much so that Charles Barkley pointed it out. He was saying, nobody wants to talk about them because they're not the niche team. They're not one of the legacy programs or whatever. So, yeah, I think that's the way you do things. And the tough thing about that is when we talk about the Sixers and where we are with this team, Daryl Morey is the leader. And I know that there's a lot of people that feel like, his track record speaks for itself. But since I've been here, he's had a lot of missteps. He's had quite a few. And I understand that, you talk about the longevity and how long he's been around, and he's not that – he's a good basketball guy. But when you look at the way that he's built the team here or tried to build a team here, Still ain't gave you no reason why he gave Joel Embiid all that money with that bad wheel that he had. And we don't know what we're going to get from Joel Embiid. So I'm more of the mindset of building this with the young cats.
I agree with you on this. Let me say it this way, because I know there's – I mean, I saw the same thing everyone else did last night. Haliburton goes down. It's unfortunate. I felt bad for him. He's going to miss next season, right? That takes the Pacers from what they were this year, and it obviously makes them a lesser team next year. The same thing with the Celtics without Jason Tatum and you know, the Dame Lillard and the Bucks. I hope the Sixers avoid the trap of trying to go win the title next year. Mm-hmm. The best way the Sixers can win a championship is to stop trying to win a championship. If they go all in on Embiid and George again, I mean, come on, guys. It's not going to work. It's not. Like, I understand. It's going to work for someone in the East, right? It is open next year. I'm not disputing that. It obviously, those injuries create that. Mm-hmm. It would not be smart by the Sixers to... I'll just use it for Wednesday night. Because they could pick a whole bunch of different players. If they take a player that is more ready to win next year but is not the right fit down the line, what are we doing? It can't just be for next year. It can't be.
It kind of has to be.
No!
No. So, look. The whole injury thing, the Haliburton thing last night, the Dame Lillard thing, not that the Bucks were like at the top of the East,
but
the
team,
uncertainty with Giannis, and then Jason Tatum, like you said it, the East is wide open. It's just the Knicks right now.
Yes.
And not that I have any grand delusions of having all this confidence in the Sixers right now and Joel Embiid and Paul George, but if they are to move off of those two, they're probably going to have to sacrifice some of their future to do that anyway. Like, they might have to give up picks just to get off of these guys.
They could.
They're probably stuck with that next year.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have a choice but to go try and capitalize on a wide-open East next year. I think it's perfectly set up for Daryl Morey to tell us and to convince himself that they're just one more year of trying with this thing.
I know, but they're not as good as Cleveland. They're not probably as good as or as... I don't even know if they're good as Tobias Harris Pistons from this past year who took the Knicks. We got to stop thinking small picture. We got to think big picture with the Sixers. Last night, I think you're right on this, Hugh. The takeaway is not that the Pacers are banged up for next year. The takeaway is, how did the Thunder win the title? The Thunder won the title by drafting and developing young players. That's it. I mean, the next Sixers championship team is not led by George and Embiid. It's not.
But the Thunder didn't look like the dominant. Like I get they were good in regular season.
They won 68 games.
I know, but they looked so beatable in the postseason. That was such like an easy path for the Pacers and them to get to the NBA Finals and win it.
It was, but I don't think it was an accident.
It doesn't feel like it's so like jammed up at the top that the Sixers couldn't break through.
No, I know, but
it's the Sixers part that's bugging you. I get it.
It's the Sixers.
Of course. Yeah, I understand that. But not looking at the top of the NBA right now and being like, wow, how are we going to take down the Oklahoma City Thunder next year?
Oh, I mean, the Sixers don't have a chance against the Thunder.
Well, they didn't this year. That was obvious.
They wouldn't next year either. You think Joel Embiid could play in that series? Seven games up and down the court against that swarming
defense?
You can't
believe that it's the second round.
I know. I think there could be a thing in the back of Morey's head like, hey, it's open. It's wide open. And I just hope he avoids that and picks the right young player. And like their eyes should be on 3 years from now. 2-3 years from now.
Yeah.
Maxie, Jared McCain, and the kid they take it through. Yeah, that's it.
I think that's the way to do it. And I think that when you talk about Maxie, you know, emerging the way that he has, Jared McCain, before he got hurt, looked like he was going to be a player.
And then this third pick.
Yeah, that's the route you need to go so that you let these young cats grow together and you can be competitive that way. That's the formula now. I think that fans, for the most part, if you do it that way and if you build it the right way, they'll be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be a different kind of interest and excitement for the team if they go through 2 or 3 years where they're not, you know, going into seasons thinking they're going to win a title. But there'll certainly be less disappointment at the end because the last 6 or 7 years have been a lot of excitement and hype and they don't deliver on it. 215-592-9494. You could chime in on the end of the finals and how you think it affects the Sixers here. I just hope they don't try to like, hey, we could. Haliburton's hurt. The East is open,
is open,
but that's not for them. It's not for them. Do you think the Sixers...
Hold on. Did you think the East was open for the Pacers this year?
I did not.
Okay.
Right, but the Pacers have players that are at least like Haliburton.
They said into the form. They're the formula that we're talking about. When you talk about young team, young players, and trying to build the right way, they fall into that.
I just don't want to chase maybes. I want to chase... Yeah.
That's what everyone's doing. Like, wasn't it just last year you were saying, not even worth trying, the Celtics are at the top of the East, and granted... for the Sixers.
It wasn't.
It wasn't worth it. But for everyone else, it was.
I know. Well, the interesting part is this is, what, the seventh different champion in 7 years in the NBA?
That's a beautiful thing, though.
It is actually embarrassing. Like, if I told you this 7 years ago, and then said to you the Sixers would come nowhere close, you would say, come on, Joe, that you'd be being pessimistic.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's exactly what happened. Seven different champions in 7 years, and the Sixers somehow didn't come close with all the assets they had back in the day. I don't know. I mean, I did say this last year about the Celtics. It does feel like the Thunder are set up to be really good for a really long
time.
That's
what we thought about Boston last
year. I don't know
year.
If things, anyone's been set up like
change.
The Thunder. Though, but they have like all these picks the next coming
okay,
years.
Okay, but things change.
Yeah, and the Sixers are going to change. Joel Embiid's going to change. Paul George's not going to be a loser. No, you're not going to convince me on this. All right, let's go to Ryan in Bucks County. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Ryan.
How you guys doing, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? So, Joe, you scare me.
Why? What? I don't scare many people. I'm not a scary guy.
Well, it's just like the way you're always up and down, like most Philadelphia fans.
Mm-hmm.
One day, like, you're so out on something. Next day, you're so in. And then, like, most of the times you want to make the trades, like in the past with Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah.
Pete Alonso.
You'd love it, yeah,
and then,
course.
Like, and then it's just like you're always changing your mind, and it just makes my heart race.
Well, I'm not trying to hurt your heart.
What you're thinking.
I know. Well, so but new information. I have new thoughts, Ryan. We just beat the Mets 2 out of 3. I mean, we couldn't beat them for a year, and then they just came here and we won a big series. I mean, that's the way my mind operates. I'm like an airline pilot, Ryan. I got clouds over here. I got clear skies over there. We're gonna change what time we're gonna get there. I'm just changing my mind.
Like the Philadelphia Phillies, I know we just won like an important series.
Yep.
But and then like the guy earlier talked about our approach changing this year, which it has. But the thing is, I do have to live a little bit in the past because we've seen a little bit of the past this year also. When the Phillies are hot, they're hot, and it's the whole lineup, and it's like everybody. But then when they go on a cold stretch, it's like they're bipolar. It's like everybody's struggling at the same time. It's not just like one or two guys when they're struggling. And then like we never see anybody pick each other up when they're struggling. It's like the whole entire lineup simultaneously struggles. So I just can't believe in this Phillies team, even though they show excitement at times, they show a lot of good stuff. Because even this year, we've seen what they are in the past. When they struggle, it's everybody. And then like you see Alec Boehm when he struggles.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the whole lineup is. Not just because of him. But like when he does struggle, he struggles bad, and it affects him on the whole field, even defensively.
Well, you're right, and his year has been.
That's how the whole lineup is. That's how they are as a whole lineup.
Well, and his year has been a microcosm of that. I mean, he was awful in April, and then I would say since around May 1st, he's probably been one of the better hitters in the National League. I mean, I haven't looked.
Absolutely.
I haven't looked recently, but he's got to be hitting like .320 since the start of May. I mean, he's hit a lot. So that Ryan, it's interesting because they are up and down, but certain things about their team are like the bullpen stinks almost all the time, and the starting rotation is good almost all the time. It's the offense that kind of fluctuates here, and then everything else flows off of that.
I agree with that. But because they're so streaky as a lineup, even when they show excitement and doing good things. When it's bad, it's bad. It's not just one or two guys. It's everybody. It's everybody. And when it comes, and it's like they don't just go on one or two losing streaks. Like they don't just lose one and then win one, lose one. It's either a five to eight game winning streak, and then suddenly, right, once they start doing bad, it's a seven game losing streak. It's like they can't, like, it's not like one game losing, win two, win one, and then lose three, and then win five. It's either a losing streak or a winning streak all the time with this team. And when it comes to the playoffs, when they lose one, are they going to end up losing four in a row?
Well, unfortunately, that's how they go out. I mean, that was last year, right? When they lost game one, it took the win out of themselves. Ryan, we preached the phone call. I don't think what he's saying there is wrong, Hugh. I mean, a lot of that is factual. They've been up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I do think we're not giving them enough credit for getting out of the bad quickly. I mean, they've done it all year, right? They've had tough stretches, and then they've played well. And they have a tough stretch, and then they play well. They haven't let it become... Like, the way they played from July on last year was pretty down. We just tried to sugarcoat it. They haven't played like that for an extended period.
Yeah, but we've also seen stretches where the key guys that we've had, they come up short, especially in that playoff series against the Mets.
I know, you're living in the past.
No, but that's a part of it, because a lot of these guys, we're gonna have to depend on heavily when it comes down to the stretch.
Yeah, of course.
And I think it's boding well for them now to get a lot more comfortable in their new approaches now, so that when they get to the postseason, because they're going to the postseason, let's just be honest about
I think so, but I wouldn't say it's a lock that either the Mets or Phillies both make it. The wild card is good.
I mean, I think the Phillies make it.
Right, but there's one game separates the Mets and Phillies.
No, but if the Mets aren't
a lock, the Phillies can't be a lock.
No, but I think the Phillies are in a good space. I think they're in a good space now. And I hear what you're saying, because you know we were talking about some of the wild cards might go to the West. So, yeah, there's that. But I think they're in a good spot right now. But they just have to be. They got to keep it going. That's the biggest thing for me. Is just keep it going. Keep keeping the approaches that you have, and just keep your head down. Keep your nose to the grindstone, if you will. Mm.
They're such a lock.
I wouldn't say they're a lock.
They are a stone cold lock.
I would not call it that. I would call it a very high likelihood.
Now we're arguing about the lock.
Yeah, are the Mets a lock?
No.
They're one game over the Mets.
We're better than the Mets.
But right now they are, yeah. They were not a week ago.
Look at this pitching staff.
You're
gonna tell me this is not a lock.
So
the way they're playing right now. Like, the worst stretch of the season was they lose to 9 of the 10.
Yeah.
That's in rear view.
I want to review the lock thing once we get to the All-Star break. If they get through this stretch.
Who didn't take the pledge?
No.
You sound a little nervous.
No, that's not pledge activity.
It is
pledge.
I don't know, Joe.
I've said this.
Put up a poll, Kyle.
Well, yeah, today's a good day to put up a poll at the foot of the lock for the playoffs. So they just beat the Mets. Yeah, the people are going to say yes.
I took the pledge.
I've been saying this since March. I don't know if they're locked for the playoffs. My point is this.
You have been saying it.
If they get through this stretch and they're playing at this level when they get through it in the All-Star break, they won't have a tougher stretch the entire season than they have coming up starting tomorrow through the All-Star break. If they get that still in first place, I will call them a lock.
The second place in the East team, the Mets right now, three games up on the last wild card spot.
So the Phillies are four.
Yeah.
That's not much.
It's a lock.
That's not a lock. Four games is not a lock.
I mean, okay, so the Padres are probably going to take that third spot, I would think.
Brewers. With the Padres in the next three weeks.
Sure. I don't trust the Brewers. Don't trust the Cardinals. Yeah. Don't trust the Reds. Don't trust the Diamondbacks.
Couple things. I don't trust the Diamondbacks either. I'm with you on that. We do not have the tiebreaker right now against the Brewers, right? They beat us three in a row here. We got to play them at some point in Milwaukee. We got swept by them here in that disaster series a couple weeks ago. The Reds, so we haven't played yet. We haven't played a lot of these teams yet. Pitching's good.
94 WIP. Breaking news.
Good news.
It's a Flyers move.
Oh, yeah.
Flyers got Trevor Zegras.
All right, I need your first take on this. The first take you see the news, it is?
I think it's I'll say low risk, high upside type of thing. I mean, he sort of took the league by storm by having all these fancy goal scoring moves and stuff. Hasn't really quite lived up to that first season that he had.
So he's a highlight guy?
But he is a highlight guy, can play center, he's young. I mean, maybe
24?
I think he's, yeah, probably like a second line type guy.
Okay.
But look, if he realizes potential, you can pair him with Michkov. I think that's a pretty fun move.
How was he acquired?
I believe they just traded for him.
Oh, okay. We find out compensation.
All the details.
Okay. So they're trying to build, like, that's the way you build teams, not with the young cats, right. The young Thundercats.
Yeah, I mean, can we let the Flyers be good before we comparing teams how they should build to the Flyers? I mean, it's been a while on Hugh.
You know who we probably need to ask? I don't know if anybody has his number.
Jonesy?
Well,
I mean, everyone here has his number.
I don't have his number. I was thinking Broads myself.
Oh, well, yeah. Broads has a strong opinion on it.
Yeah, just like you say, Broads, yeah. He's probably all excited about the move or whatnot.
Well, but is Broads still the number one trusted Flyers source in this town after Al roasted him during that debate?
Yeah.
Al roasted him?
Yeah, he lost to Al in the debate. They had a debate.
Al's an OG, though. Al's an OG.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people thought that Broads had taken the mantle from
Well, yeah, you know what? With that being said, I probably should ask Al.
You already gave your opinion on this. You think Broads has surpassed Al. I mean, that's really the take of this segment.
That's why
you did.
I retract that.
You can't. Don't you know how this works?
No, but
once
but
you
see,
say it on the air, it's forever.
No, because, you know, Al has been kind of, I guess this summertime, Al's been kind of chilling a little bit.
Al's on every weekend. I hear him all the time.
Summertime. I haven't seen Al. That's all I'm saying. I haven't seen Al.
Who do you see? I mean, we're here with the same group of people all the time.
I mean, every now and then it changes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get out of this and y'all just saying,
yeah, you're stuck.
You're stuck.
Y'all going to let me off.
The headline here is, forget the trade. Broads has surpassed Al Morgani as top hockey guy at WIP.
Al, if you're looking at it, I didn't.
You said it out loud. Marlon is up on WIP. Marlon claims to have some insight info on the Phillies. What do you got, Marlon?
Bro. Hey, Joe. Yeah, man. Let me tell you something, Joe. Listen. This is the real information for the Phillies.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not going to sit here and rush Bryce Harper back. And I'm going to tell you why, what they said. Because, number one, Otto got the play. And from what I'm told, he ain't moving.
The Cowboy fan telling us about the Phillies.
So, you know what I'm saying? And see, the thing is, we trying to win a World Series, so we're not moving this man. So we already told Boy Wonder over here, bro, the man ain't moving, so you're going out still because this man bad is just as good as yours. You dig me? And right now, we winning without you. Now you either you want to participate, you can.
Who told him this? The Phillies or you?
This sounds like, Marlon, sounds like a lot of reckless speculation.
Nonsense.
This is reckless speculation.
Me and the Phillies talk a lot, bro, and I'm just letting you
know. What are you, Herb?
Like the Fanatic or Dave DeBrowski? Who are you talking to?
Well, Dave got a lot to do with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's why if you see what he said, Bryce can come back when he wants. You know what I mean?
He did say that. He said he's cleared, yeah.
I mean, he's clear. So, you know, like if you sit and then the doctor say you're clear, you're going to get on that station, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right.
Somebody's going to tap you on the symptom and bro. Did the doctor tell you clear? Okay, so you get what I'm saying. But don't act like you don't know.
Well, I'm questioning who you're talking to. And I get your point, but like, who are you talking to?
Me, Dave, Topper, you know, we
Oh, you talked to Topper? You talked to Topper?
Yeah, bro. No. And that's why we don't like when y'all be talking about firing him. Like, we know Topper can't make those decisions.
What have I done to deserve this?
Right, how about next time you talk to him, tell him to go get some bullpen pieces. I can't watch Romano and this crap, Joe Ross.
And this is the thing.
Stinks.
We our piece is looking good, right? But if you can't score one run with these bats, you're making us look bad. So I talked to the bullpen, too. Like, no, bro, y'all got to get out there and start hitting. Like, you know,
you are talking out of your rear end, dude.
It sound like
I mean, you got to understand it, bro. And right now, this team, right now, the way they is now, winning the way they winning,
yeah.
We can get a World Series without Boy Wonder. He could take a year off if we're really
letting a Cowboy fan tell us about the Phillies.
Well,
we're not.
We're letting them lie to everyone.
And see, we got to put this information out so that the players.
I wouldn't call it information as much as speculation.
You know, the players that's playing, you know, the players that played last night playing well.
Yeah.
So that y'all don't be kicking us up,
like
you know, talking about we stink, and y'all don't say nothing.
An agenda.
You know what I mean?
I got you. Yeah, Marlon, we appreciate it. Marlon calling and saying talks to the Brasky and Topper and the bullpen. I let me talk to the whole bullpen as well.
Yeah, right. That was crazy.
Kyle, I'm looking at the numbers for this new Flyer guy.
Yeah.
So what happened here? So the goals is for his second and third year, 23 apiece.
Yeah, I mean,
we've gone backwards.
He has not come close to realizing his full potential.
But he's only 24.
Yes, but the potential, like the upside, is pretty massive.
So why do you... Now, obviously, we'll see what they gave back. Why do we think Anaheim traded him?
Well,
Because so, I always wonder, like, we got this guy, like, oh, yeah, we're excited. Like,
24,
like why would they trade him?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't have the answer. It doesn't look like we gave up too much, though. We give up Ryan Poehling, 45, and a fourth next year.
45 being the 45th pick in the draft?
Yeah, it's a low, very low risk and very high reward type signing.
All right. And listen, I mean, he's got a couple 20 goals, you know, 20 goal seasons under his belt. Only 24 years old. I'll take it. Let's hopefully he could play here. 215-592-9494. We reacted to the Philly series win over the Mets. Now in first place. It's time to be on this team being a contender. They checked a big box this week by beating the Mets. I'm feeling as strong and as good as I felt in the Phillies all year long. He was trying to claim he took the pledge. Up a poll. Did Hugh take the pledge? Seriously. No one is voting his way. Obviously, he didn't. Tell me it's still June.
Attention.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, when we come back, what Topper said about Andrew Painter's timeline. It's interesting, especially when you combine it with the way Mick Abel has pitched lately. Could Painter be here soon? How much longer? Or maybe not as quickly as we think. That's coming up. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Also, someone here wants to tell me I'm wrong about the Sixers. I doubt that, but we'll discuss it. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.